USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home, and all gatherings of any size will be banned in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The now-defunct presidential campaign for Michael Bloomberg is transferring $18 million in funds to the Democratic National Committee. The transfer does not qualify as a donation. Although the move is not illegal, it is possible due to the loophole that allows funds greater than the limit to be transferred from one campaign to another rather than donated. Bloomberg dropped out of the presidential race earlier this month and immediately supported Joe Biden. Bloomberg, a billionaire who self-funded his campaign, spent $500 million on campaign advertisement. Television shows are now donating medical supplies to the real-life emergency personnel who need them in the fight against the coronavirus. The outbreak in the United States has led to a nationwide shortage of medical supplies and calls for donations of items necessary to treat patients. The television show Grey's Anatomy has stepped up to provide gloves and gowns, while Station 19 is donating N95 masks to the City of Ontario Fire Department and a firehouse in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Open road truckers are having to change the way they do business with the coronavirus. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
U.S. safety regulators are suspending the rules that limit daily driving hours for truck drivers moving emergency supplies such as medical equipment, hand sanitizers, and food in response to the nationwide Chinese coronavirus outbreak. Truckers, though, are running into problems such as restaurants not being open, and some guys are even running out of gas along the interstate. Ed Zimmerman is an over-the-road truck driver, and he tells Fox News there's plenty of food out there.
The biggest thing right now is the fact that the reason stores are out is because people are buying abnormally. They're stocking up. They're hoarding it. There's plenty of food in the supply chain. It just takes time to get from the plant to the warehouse to the grocery store. And when people buy extra and hoard it up, that puts an abnormal stress on the chain.
A 90-year-old woman who contracted coronavirus at Life Care Center Senior Care Facility in Seattle has fully recovered. Life Care Center experienced a massive spread of the virus in mid-February. According to a CDC investigation, 62% of the roughly 130 elderly residents became infected, and more than a quarter of those have died. Geneva Wood, however, is now a beacon of hope for the thousands of Americans with the virus and the millions more fearing it, as health officials have said elderly people and those with chronic medical problems are especially vulnerable to the disease. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.